Here we are with Arnaud Bech, somebody that you may know if you remember that he won a Davis Cup for France with his equipe, saving three match points to Niklas Kult in Malmö a few years ago, 1996.
A few years ago.
Arnaud is now a big boss of Rolex, is that true?
Well, a big boss, no, but I'm communication director, so it's a big role, yeah, but I'm not the big boss, thank you for that.
Big boss. You have something to do with Roger Federer participating in Monte Carlo and with Rolex, there is some sort of liaison or not?
Well, sort of. The only liaison we have is that he loves Rolex and he loves Monte Carlo. So he thought that maybe he's... I think you had a good question before during our breakfast. The question was because of Mirka's, you know, future... yes, and kids coming, you know, he may have chosen to be in Monte Carlo because we never know what happened. So he may have newborn babies in the next few weeks. So I think that's the reason that why he said, okay, Rolex is there. I love Monte Carlo. It's good. I have to play, so I will be here. So that's his decision.
Yeah. How important and why did you choose tennis? I mean, you, I can understand because you were a former tennis player, but why Rolex did like so much tennis compared to also other sports, even if Rolex is almost in every big major sport?
Well, we do golf, equestrian, you know, this kind of sport when you have kind of elegance and prestige, and it's true that tennis is part of that, you know. Mostly also because Roger is a brand ambassador, Roger Federer, and if we can have kind of words explaining who's Roger, you can have elegance, fairness, humility, so a lot of things that Rolex likes in a way. And so when we choose tennis is because 40 years ago Rolex was involved with Wimbledon and still involved with Wimbledon, because Wimbledon is so unique and special and clean and prestigious. But uniqueness is very important, you know, the fact that it's not everywhere. You cannot find that everywhere, you know. So Wimbledon is very unique. Roger Federer is very unique. Monte Carlo is very unique.
What about Lina and Joe Wilfried Tsonga? They are also testimonial of Rolex.
Oh, that's right. And we have Caroline Wozniacki and Anna Ivanovic as well. Well, they are great people, you know. If you get to know them, they are socially great people. They are good human spirit, you know, and this is very important for us. Also, they are achievers, so they are able to win big matches. And Joe in France is a big star. But not only in France, you know, he's loved in Australia, he's loved in, you know, in a lot of countries. He's a character, but also he's a very nice man. So when he's with us, you know, we can spend a great time with him. So we have this concept of family, as I said before, and those people feel that way as well. So they are important for us.
Was it your idea to put Rolex on the Okai, I mean, and also on the ATP brand? I saw it.
Heritage.
We can see also every tournament, which time is it in different... I think that is a great idea. I would love to have it on my UbiTennis since I have three home pages in different languages. And they always ask, but what time they play in Houston? What time they play in Brazil?
Yeah. Well, it's not my only decision, but, you know, we used to do that in the golf events, and we thought that it was important to do the same in a bit in tennis. So when you start that in Monte Carlo, to have the clocks on courts and to have the Hawkeye was another thing. Is when Wimbledon start to change a little bit and improve things and evolve, Hawkeye was on the table and say, well, that's a good idea. Let's do that. You know, let's do Hawkeye only for the Grand Slams. So we have the Hawkeye system at the Australian Open as well, and we like this idea. You know, everybody's focused for a few seconds on what the ball is, where the ball is going, and then we have the Rolex logo on it, you know. So it's kind of very unique, very prestigious, and very special. So we like this idea.
Just one word on Rome. What about Rolex in Rome?
Well, Roma, you know, I didn't say one thing very important. What we liked at Rolex is not the new events. What we like is prestige, but also history. You know, we have a lot of respect on history, and I have to say that Roma is part of the history of tennis. So that's why Rolex is there. You know, we love this character of an event that you have roots, you know, for years and years and years and years, and we respect a lot that. So that's why Rolex is around.
Thanks a lot to Arnaud Bech, Rolex, and our French colleague who gave us the permit to this interview.
Thank you.